The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Well, it looks like some risk appetite is coming back into the market today. We had a bit of a bounce on Wall Street. Here's a quick recap of the numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average gained over 200 points, about 0.9%. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. To get into the numbers with us, we have Stephen Innes. He is Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Owenda. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm good. All right, let's get into it. Let's recap Wall Street, S&P 500, back in positive territory for the year. And we have some good earnings to look out for. Are we out of the woods for now?
We're never out of the woods with President Trump calling the shots, that's for sure. But global capital markets stayed in a positive mood overnight, but investors remain on guard for any escalations in geopolitical tensions, while the ongoing trade tariff conundrum remains bubbling under the surface. I think overall, however, investors are breathing a sigh of relief that portfolios survived the weekend as the geopolitical tensions have not escalated following the weekend military action in Syria. So indeed, we're seeing a little bit of a relief rally set in, and it's giving investors more wiggle room to focus on the critical task at hand. You correctly identified the first quarter earnings season, which is expected to come in quite robust and probably provide a decent uplift to equity market sentiment, provided it does come on cue. However, the markets didn't only dodge a bullet so far this month, but we've eluded a double-barrel cannon in the sense that we sidestepped trade wars, and now we've sidestepped an escalation, a military escalation in the Middle East. So I think we're considering ourselves pretty lucky we escaped this one relatively unscathed.
Right, so investors breathing a sigh of relief. Things are not as bad as could have been. Things to look out for today. I think we've got some huge data out of China. Q1 GDP numbers will be out at 10 a.m. Markets expecting around 6.8% growth. So on a deeper level, what details will you be watching out for?
Yeah, it's amazing, really, isn't it, that the China economy has given no clear signs, that the trade tensions are weighing on sentiment, or even the deleveraging is starting to weigh negatively on the economy, given the pretty robust expectation built around GDP. A couple of things I am looking at are perhaps some forward-leading indicators that would probably look towards real estate, infrastructure, and manufacturing. I think how these metrics play out in the overall China data dump could probably give us a sense of where we're going in the future. Ultimately, I believe that China is going to continue on with deleveraging. I think that's one of the main focuses. And while most of the deleveraging has been focused on the interbank markets, I think it's now going to start reaching into the broader economy. So I think ultimately these forward-looking metrics may give us some clues as to how the GDP should play out throughout 2018. But I'll tell you, this number is absolutely amazing that they can survive trade wars and also the financial cleanup that's going on right now and still come out with a robust 6.6% growth. I think it's very positive. I think it's good for the region.
Right, lots of things happening in China, of course. GDP numbers, once again, coming out at 10 a.m. Later this morning. Stephen, what's your tip for investors now? Are you more cautious than what you were this month?
I think I'm always worried about escalations and provocations, and I think right now the Middle East, along with trade wars, we're likely to see these headlines continue. I think what's going on right now is we're getting this sense of Syrian trade war fatigue setting in. However, it's not wise to get too comfortable here. The market sentiment swings could and probably will remain large over the coming month. So I think it's very appropriate not to get too overexcited reading too much into these positive headlines, because I'm sure investors are going to get caught flat-footed at the first negative turn, and we could see these headlines turn in the days ahead. Geopolitical concerns look likely to remain in focus for the week ahead. So I would really be staying cautious until we get a more definitive clear-up on the geopolitical landscape.
All right, so wait for clearer signal before it gets in. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you,
Stephen Innes. He is Head of Trading for Asia Pacific at Owenda, speaking on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.